Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Global News exclusive story last weekend that the wife of mass killer Damian Sanderson called 911 to alert the RCMP in Saskatchewan to her concerns that her husband and his brother Miles needed to be stopped from doing something stupid, quote-unquote, and that they had taken her car and were threatening people. Sky Sanderson told Global News the RCMP returned her car, but didn't do enough to find the Sanderson brothers despite their outstanding arrest warrants. 10 people died, 18 more were injured. From what we know, the RCMP, what the senator is reporting, the RCMP is refusing to answer specific questions. And the senator raised this issue in the Senate, challenging the government to demand the RCMP answer these questions. Senator Batters joins us. Senator, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for having this important topic on today.
Look, this is such a serious issue, and it's a terrible experience for the people of Saskatchewan, which I'm sure still resonates across the province. What was your immediate reaction to the Global News story of last weekend?
I was absolutely shocked and astounded, and particularly because the RCMP was refusing to answer questions for quite some time to this journalist, Ashley Stewart, who wrote this very substantial article. She went to James Smith Cree Nation and talked to the people there for a number of days. And the RCMP had at least a week before she ran the story, and they were initially indicating that they might, according to her, they were initially indicating that they might give some answers, some sort of response, and then they just simply refused to, and still nothing. And then, you know, I asked the government Senate leader, as is my ability to try to hold the government to account, to ask him to get the Trudeau government to demand that the RCMP provide these answers, that their victims, these victims of these terrible, heinous crimes, their families, the people of Saskatchewan and our whole country deserve. And no answers yet. He said he'll make inquiries. This is his typical response. I mean, frankly, it's not acceptable. This is a case where both of these perpetrators, Miles and Damian Sanderson, are dead. They won't be judged in a criminal trial. And there are many parts of this story that, yes, will have to wait for an inquest, independent investigations, things like that. But these types of answers, that the public needs to have confidence in their safety and they need to have reassurance and peace, these are not the kinds of answers that need to wait for months and years. And that's why I was demanding them now. Mm-hmm. I mean, the entire province of Saskatchewan was terrorized by these killings for days. Yeah. And all of these people who went through this terror.
What are the options that you as an opposition party have to pursue the whole issue with the RCMP from your perspective as opposition, federal opposition party, saying, we want the answers, give them to us?
Well, this is one of the options, is to continue to ask the government about it in question period. Another one would be potentially to try to get some sort of inquiry process started through committee. That could be another option. But for right now, for these answers about this 911 call, I think this is important and shouldn't have to go through some sort of lengthy, detailed process. The public safety minister, who is in charge of the RCMP, should be, you know, answering these, asking the RCMP questions now.
The point has also been made that even though Miles Sanderson was in violation of his parole conditions as early as the spring of this year, the RCMP were not diligently searching for Sanderson throughout the summer months. You've heard of that, I'm sure. What are your thoughts?
Yes, that's very alarming as well, especially because this is someone who had an absolutely astonishing criminal record, 59 convictions, and then, yes, had been on the loose. But apparently hiding in what some people have called plain sight for months, and yet they weren't diligently searching for them. So they need to answer questions about that because, again, this is people of Saskatchewan and indeed all throughout Canada need to have confidence that their national police force in the areas where that is the primary policing force are actually taking steps to ensure that Canadians are safe. And that's why the public safety minister really needs to get involved here. And I indicated that I asked the government also the question, what immediate steps is the public safety minister taking with the RCMP to ensure that this never happens again? And again, I got the answer only that the government Senate leader would make inquiries. Not enough.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.